Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
The owner of a building on Milwaukee's Near North Side, who put up a mural depicting a swastika intertwined with the Star of David to make a point about the war in Gaza, is vowing more messages will go up on buildings that he owns.
There's more murals to come that will be placed back here and also at other buildings that I have.
That's Ishan Atta, who said that the Milwaukee Common Council owes him an apology for having condemned the mural and asking him to take it down. Local Jews and plenty of others have characterized the messaging as hate speech. As we bring in former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris. Ken, without regard for whether they should or shouldn't, and we can get into that, but can any authority in the city of Milwaukee, police or Department of Neighborhood Services, what have you, some other entity, force Atta to take the mural down, or is it a matter of constitutionally protected speech?
Not being an attorney, first of all, good morning.
Right.
Not being an attorney.
Do you need me to start every segment with good morning, Ken?
I'd be glad to do that. I just thought I'd harass you. It's kind of a gray area, right? So on one side, he has a right to put up whatever he wants. People don't like it, too bad. That's kind of that's me taking off political hat, put on libertarian hat.
Okay.
The flip side is if people start to stop, blow their horn, a crowd starts to rise up, then they might have the ability to sanction this guy in some way. But telling me I have to take a picture down off my property, I don't know if they can do that.
And it's a hard line, right? Because could you put up a pornographic scene?
Yes.
You could.
Well, think about it, right? Until what?
Until
a child sees it.
Okay.
And now you have a child viewing pornographic material, right? So there's no bright line to say if you're on this side, you get constitutional rights, and if you're on that side, you don't. But technically, if you don't like the swastika, it's kind of like too bad.
We've talked about this before, Ken, at some point, too. Does this get more attention because of all the talk?
Because we cancel everything anyway, so.
Well, right, but the Common Council's now involved. The media is constantly showing this mural. It's been a story that we've been following here closely. So it's getting so much more attention now, rather than if it were just sitting there and just people who happen to drive by maybe notice it if they're paying attention.
In my unlearned experience, if it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, the owner's going to win. And the owner's going to win because if I'm an atheist, every time I drive down the street and see the sign of a cross or a Jewish synagogue or a mosque, I can't tell them to take that sign down because
right.
I'm atheist.
Right.
And it offends me. And I'm deeply offended. And I think you should take it down because I don't like it. You can't. So why would you tell them to take down this picture? See, leave him alone. Don't show it. Nobody
right.
will know about
right.
it. But
right.
for some reason, we do the opposite, and now it'll probably get like a billion likes and a billion, you know, and it's just a waste of time.
Back to the legality issue. If it were shown, as it is on the edge of, creating a nuisance in the neighborhood, would that be a legal recourse then? If people were there, and because of this, it was citing other actions, you know, what about a disorderly conduct or something?
Nah.
You know, could you go down that road?
No, I don't think so, because you've got a guy who's on his own property, and it's and the building isn't sitting adjacent to the curb. It's a little bit back. Like, there's so many different things that if you don't like it, walk past it. Like, why is it an issue? Because now we're starting to tell people, well, I don't like that shirt you have on, so every time you walk past me, it bothers me, so I think you shouldn't wear it anymore.
So what's your reaction if he does what he promises to put up more, who knows how controversial they'll be, but more signage on all of his properties, and they all end up in the paper, all these pictures of each mural, or they all end up on the 10 o'clock news?
What's he did his job.
Right.
And you're giving him... Right? You're
giving it more oxygen.
You know, the guy wants to start a fire. He's got fuel, but no match. You keep giving him the match, it's going to blow up. And so all you have to do is leave him alone. But for some reason, I guess the journalists they build today aren't very sharp at that. So. Yes, I had to
present
take a
company included.
No, yes, yeah, I didn't right. say that.
We talked about it.
The council got involved with this, right. and we've talked about this.
Well, they can't do anything. What are you going to do?
Well, but that's still, if you have city leaders getting involved in it, that makes it more newsworthy, and where that's why a media entity would be covering it more.
If those same news. See, I'm so stuck on news. If those same knuckleheads we call politicians got involved at NPS, we wouldn't be where we are either, but yet here we are. You don't bother with the school system, but you bother with a painting. Idiots.
Yeah, but what about the art car? Okay, out of time. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.